From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is in the United States this week for meetings at the United Nations and at the White House for the first time since Barack Obama became president. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
The Iraqi premier had a very close relationship with former President George W. Bush, but the Obama White House has concentrated more on Afghanistan. Maliki is expected to meet also with Vice President Joe Biden, who was recently put in charge of coordinating U.S.-Iraq policy. American combat troops formally withdrew from Iraq's cities last month, and Maliki intends to discuss U.S. assistance with development as security in Iraq stabilizes. The Obama administration has stressed that gains in Iraq are reversible. When Vice President Biden visited Baghdad this month, he said that U.S. soldiers would not intervene if Iraq slides back into sectarian and ethnic war. Prime Minister Maliki is also pushing for the United Nations to remove sanctions, which have forced Iraq to pay a portion of oil revenues to Kuwait ever since Saddam Hussein destroyed Kuwait City 19 years ago. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has gone to Thailand, where she delivered the message that the United States is back. Upon arrival in Bangkok, the secretary said that the Obama administration is not so busy with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan that it cannot focus on the concerns of Asian nations. She later traveled to the seaside resort of Phuket, where she is taking part in meetings with regional leaders. Among the issues they're discussing is North Korea. As previously announced, Clinton will sign an accord calling for peaceful resolution of regional disputes. A day after California lawmakers reached a tentative agreement on a budget that would erase the state's multi-billion dollar deficit, the proposal is in jeopardy. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
After weeks of often contentious negotiations between Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and legislative Democrats, a budget compromise was announced Monday night. On Tuesday, when the governor's office revealed that the deal includes provisions for the early release of state prisoners to save $1 billion, it was Republicans who cried foul. Opposed to early releases of convicts, the leadership of the GOP called the provisions a double-cross by the administration that could kill the entire deal. Republicans aren't the only ones upset with the budget. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors has voted to sue the legislature if it follows through on plans to seize revenue previously earmarked for local governments. Other municipal and county governments are threatening similar action. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Japanese stock prices posted another gain today. The Nikkei average gained 71 points, or 0.7%. Oil prices fell below $65 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude for September delivery fell by $1.10 to $64.41 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. The Obama administration has proposed tighter controls over the credit ratings agencies. The administration wants regulations barring conflicts of interest between the agencies and the companies they rate. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The rating agencies like Standard & Poor's and Moody's play a central role in the markets by passing judgment on securities and telling investors whether they're safe to buy. But they have been faulted for not foreseeing the risks of securities like subprime mortgages and derivatives in the years leading up to the financial crisis. Now the administration has sent legislation to Congress to regulate the agencies more strictly. The agencies would no longer be able to consult for the companies they cover and would have to disclose the fees they're paid by the companies. The legislation would also create an office to oversee the rating agencies within the Securities and Exchange Commission. The legislation is the latest in a series of bills proposed by the administration to regulate the financial markets more carefully. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
According to a new analysis, the economic meltdown has resulted in a sharp reduction in the number of Mexican immigrants crossing the border into the United States. Apparently deterred by rising unemployment, immigration from Mexico is at its lowest level in a decade. The analysis of census data from both the U.S. and Mexican governments is being released today by the Pew Hispanic Center. It highlights the impact of the economic downturn on Mexican immigrants, many of whom enter the United States legally. The study found that immigrants arriving from Mexico fell by 249,000 from March of 2008 to March 2009. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.